turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. Hi, I'm a sales manager in a small media company. We wanted to arrange an event for our customers and started to plan for it for 2 months ahead. We decided to have a short training using a rather well-known trainer and promoting our new discount offers. Now, 2 weeks before the event, we have just 10 persons registered. We, by the way, planned for at least 100. We have called to hundreds, but most of them say that there are too many events, or they don't have time, or they are not interested. And the question is, what should I do? We have not much time left, and I need to decide what to do. Should I have the event or cancel it? Are there really too many events? Or is this type of marketing completely outdated?
I think maybe as an entrepreneur, I have faced similar situations, even though not with events. And if this person talks about events, I assume they mean face-to-face and the physical real-world events. But I do know the feeling of having ideas about campaigns or some activities you want to create, and you believe that this must be what your consumers or what your clients want. And then you put a lot of emphasis and effort in creating it. And in the end, you find out that, you know, maybe you were the only one who thought that. And in that sense, I can relate to the experience. And events, yeah, well, to be honest, I was wondering, I mean, spontaneously to my mind comes the point that I bet this was created by a boomer. And I'd say that with all loving respect, I have for baby boomers, but this is like really, you know, kind of the old days. You create an event, you expect people to travel, to come together. He's saying, well, you're a well-known trainer, so you're playing on this authority person. There's somebody with a name and reputation who comes into the room and shows these people something. Discount, you play by price, you think that's important for your client group or for your consumer group. And apparently you haven't done a lot of investigation up front, because it would have been the easiest in a network situation, socially, for example, to make it easy and cost-effective. Ask your potential customers or consumers, do they really want a meeting? Do they actually see the need for that? Because then you would have known already that people say they're too busy. So instead, you're getting on the phone, calling people, typical boomer behavior, by the way. that's not really going to get you to fill your event. So in that sense, yes, it is a little bit outdated if you go about it in, you know, that way.
For me it was also kind of a question what to suggest. And of course, if you have an event and 10 persons registered, you can always ask that does the event make sense for your customers? Is there anything new? Why should they come? A rather well-known trainer is okay, promoting discount offers. Maybe there is not enough content for the people. And on the other side, if you say that the generation X now, who is busiest in the life now, trying to jungle with all the different things, I think that they might value the time too much in order to really to go to events. And they might say when you call them that, okay, tell me what your offer is and I can say yes or no. So mm-hmm. You don't need to waste my time asking to come to some event.
Yes, absolutely.
So I would agree. But here, when the discussion is that should they have the event still for the 10 persons and do it differently, or should they cancel it, what would you do?
I think really it's a cost assessment. So how much does it cost you to have it with 10 people? And are you going to lose more than if you had the event and 10 customers are disappointed and going back and kind of, you know, talking about a negative experience? I think really bottom line, what is your bigger damage? If you want to hold the event, and that would be the only suggestion I have or that I could think of in terms of creating a turnaround and use the fact that you only have 10 people, maybe that's not what you intended, but thinking positively, you know, what can you do with that? And for 10 people and a well-known trainer, depends on the topic as well, which we don't know what the event is about, but can you create some kind of an exclusive premium feel to it? Can you kind of position that to the 10 people in the room? Good morning, everybody. We're so proud that you're here, because guess what? This is just for you. You are the exclusive premium club. You are just the selected handful of people that we picked to be here with us today. And here's what we have. And then create this kind of specialty feeling. Think about who are the people in the room. Again, generational is only one aspect. But is it something where you can play towards their ego? And make them feel good that we're just 10 and not coming sitting there like, oh, we're only 10. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, I expected 100. Turn it around. You're one of 10. Think about the chances. How many people would have wanted to be here and couldn't make it because you were selected? And then you turn the whole thing around, right? You give it a completely different twist. Give them some extras. Give them something where maybe there's a follow-up, you know, closed group, either on LinkedIn or, I mean, maybe not Facebook, depending on your business. But create this exclusivity and ride the wave a little bit longer to make it real for a person and to really feel authentic that, hey, this is something special. Maybe you can get some personal coaching from the trainer. Maybe you can invest a little bit more and just say, okay, you know what, dedicate a half hour one-on-one with every person here in the room so they learn something that's only about them. You only have 10 people. It's possible.
Absolutely.
So in that sense, I would say that would be my advice to someone like that. Make the maths. If you really lose out lots and lots and lots of money because of the venue that you booked or whatever, then maybe bite the bullet of having 10 people send them home or, you know, kind of cancel the event. Or if it's somewhat commercially responsible, have the event and then turn it into something, you know, you're the club of the chosen ones.
Absolutely. I was even thinking that in this case, it's a media company, and then probably they were targeting the advertising clients. And I think that there are many, many advertising clients who actually don't know how a media company works. If they do a print magazine or a radio or any type of communication, they don't know what happens in the background. And maybe instead of booking a big venue for an event, you can make an almost personal excursion in your working rooms, showing how does it work, making people to test and try. So they will see more of your company than maybe even more of the trainer. You could do it together. So it will be really an kind of experience, because on the other side, when you let the 10 people know that, okay, there were too few persons that we decided to cancel the event, then this will also give the kind of negative signal to the market, and they don't know that what happens. Was it so unpopular that I was one of the fools that really registered to that event? So it will really be the kind of the negative solution.
Absolutely. And I love that what you just said about, you know, create an experience. Absolutely. I mean, that's all about what it is today. To differentiate yourself from any kind of competition, you've got to create an experience. And if you can take people to, as you said, kind of the inside of you, right? You are the chosen ones. You get an inside of you of what this looks like behind the scenes. That's one option that you can do. If that's not possible because it's only 2 weeks away and maybe you don't get that organized, you can also think of another experience and, you know, taking people out of the, like, a standard venue. Fantastic. With 10 people, you can do something really simple. You can take them out, you know, make it a walking kind of meeting. You know about walking meetings and walking expeditions? You can do that. Take that outside. Take that outdoors. Put them on a boat, put them in an old cultural monument or whatever, you know, take them out of the ordinary, create an experience. And also what you can do is you can dedicate this one-on-one time with the trainer and maybe gamify. Gamification is another big topic. So depending on, and if this is media, they're usually quite open to these, you know, trends and modern way of running sessions. Gamify the whole experience. You have only 10 people. You can play with them during the day. Expose them to something that they've never seen before, and they go home and they say, oh my God, that was so worth it.
Absolutely. I absolutely do agree. So there is always a way to turn the negative situation into the positive and actually to get much more out of it, maybe compared to the original scenario, what you had planned and what you couldn't make.
Yes. Yes. So good luck to this person. I hope that the advice or the tips we can provide is somewhat helpful. Or anybody else who may face such a situation in the future. I mean, really, it starts with two steps before. Do the research before you set up an event like that. But then if you face the situation, see what is it that you can still do, even if the group is small or not exactly what you had expected.
Absolutely. Thank you, Martina. It was very, very interesting. And I hope our listeners love the show as well, as much as I do. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting cases, because you know we'll love to solve them.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.